Biden's deputies lure transgender kids with promises of lawsuits. By Penny Starr on August 18, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies are offering to help children sue K-12 schools if they do not go along with pro-transgender policies. "We have many federal government resources for you," said Suzanne Goldberg, acting assistant secretary for the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. "If you face discrimination or harassment at school because you are transgender, you can file a complaint with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights." Officials from the Departments of Justice, Education, and Health and Human Services spoke in the video entitled "Federal Government Back to School Address to Transgender Students." "We have many federal government resources for you," Goldberg said. "If you face discrimination or harassment at school because you are transgender, you can file a complaint with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights," Goldberg said, adding the website addresses and information about other resources. Clark said in the video, "I'm Kristen Clark, the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division at the U.S. Department of Justice. We know that many school administrators and educators are doing their best to make school safe and welcoming places for all students, including LGBTQ students. We appreciate the work they do. But we also know that that's not the reality for all transgender students, including perhaps some of you. In some places, people in positions of authority are putting up obstacles that would keep you from playing on the sports field, accessing the bathroom, and receiving the supportive and life-saving care you may need. We're here to say, that's wrong. And it's against the law." Clark goes on to tell the students how to file a complaint with the agencies. Dr. Rachel Levine, who is living as a transgender woman and who Biden picked to be Assistant Secretary of Health at HHS, also encouraged students to stand up against what she said is commonplace bullying in schools. "We know at the United States Department of Health and Human Services that learning environments free from bullying and harassment are vital to making sure that all students flourish, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. It is critical to support trans youth, their parents and families to help them achieve the good health and well-being that everyone deserves. We have many federal government resources for you," Levine said. "If you face discrimination or harassment at school because you are transgender, you can file a complaint with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights." Both Levine and Clark were controversial picks, with Clark getting questions during her confirmation hearing about her past anti-police remarks. Fox News reported on the hearing. Clark also has a history of making highly controversial statements, including a 2020 Newsweek op-ed headlined, "I prosecuted police killings. Defund the police, but be strategic." Clark said in a hearing before the Judiciary Committee that she did not actually mean to say police should be defunded in that op-ed, despite the fact the text of the op-ed said, "We must invest less in police three separate times." Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, slammed Clark before the Thursday vote. He said that Clark is among the most radical nominees that have ever been put forward to any position in the federal government. "This is not a new passion of hers," Cruz added. "She has spent her life on the extreme left wing, including hosting highly controversial speakers when she was a student at Columbia University. We stand behind you and I'm ready to act, to defend your rights," Clark said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.